You got involved in soapbox derby racing.
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. By that time, you're like in sixth or seventh grade, somewhere in there.
I think about sixth.
Okay. So then how does that come about?
Well, I was interested in cars. Dad thought that we could engineer a soapbox derby better than what these guys were doing. Yes, we had facilities of the refinery over there that we could draw on. So I won the local soapbox derby here. I had great interest. From that time on, my mother went with me, going to Ohio. We had very good contacts there. Harvey Firestone Jr. met the train. He was still wearing the armband that those people wore back then when their father died.
You jumped to Ohio. Why? From soapbox derby.
That's where the finals were.
Okay. There was a certain hill here in Tulsa that you
were. Berry Hill.
Berry Hill?
Berry Hill. It's still there. What's the park over there up on top? It's behind all the oil tanks and so forth. Dad's boss was Mr. Kuntz and Mr. McDowell. Mr. Kuntz had a beautiful farm there at the bottom of Berry Hill. My first racing experience is going down Berry Hill. And it drew well. They had 5,000 people come out. Remember, Tulsa was only 140,000 people back then.
Did your dad engineer those wheels a certain way?
Oh, yes, fully. He was an engineer. We all had to use the same wheels, and that was very, very important, that they were just right. So Dad did that. Yeah, I put them on to be according to the law. That's the way I helped put the car together.
Did everybody build a different body?
Oh, yes. Right. Yes. You had to use the same. You bought a kit, I think, that had the four tires, four wheels. And you designed the body any way you wanted. People went for aerodynamics, and I don't think at the speeds we were going, aerodynamics entered into it. You just had to keep them on a very straight path going down that hill.
Right. How many would go down the hill at the same time?
Two.
Okay, and then if you beat that person, you got to come back and race again.
Mm-hmm.
So you kept doing that until you're the only man standing.
Exactly.
So did you do that many years? I mean, they only had one a year.
I just did it the one year.
One year. But then didn't you race in the Nationals?
Well, a kid lost his strength on it and turned into me the night before the National, which set the time record. And we were favored to go on, but he knocked the car out of alignment just enough, so we had to try to break in a new set of bearings. Dad did that by telephone, telling these people how we would break these wheel bearings in. That was the start of things at 12 years old.
So the night before, you were just doing a practice run?
Mm-hmm.
And another guy bumped into you?
Yeah, just enough. If you look at the pictures, you'll see how spindly those wheels were.
Yeah.
And it didn't take very much. Any swerving whatsoever threw them out. That was a disappointment, of course, because I'd been played up as going to be a favorite.
Yeah.
A fellow from someplace in New York.
But then you raced the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you win that race?
I won that race.
All right.
But the car was not as fast as it had been.
You were looking for a record time, not just winning. You wanted a record time.
It was kind of hokey back those days.
No, I have to say, though, it was important because later, in my own generation, a little book showed up in our library, and the teachers wanted us to read it because it was about the Soapbox Derby in Akron, Ohio, and pictures of it. And then it was, of course, much later that I met you and realized you were a part of the beginning of that story.
Yeah.
Akron, Ohio.
And you may have seen David's picture.
May have.
Quite a bit of difference our age.
So you won in Akron that race.
But I was eliminated. I was not as fast the next day.
Well, you won the time trials.
Yeah, I won the time trials, but I was not as fast as I had been. So that was all over for the soapbox derby. I only did the one year, and then I wanted to jump into some of the kind of racing.
You knew you wanted to do some more racing.
Absolutely.